Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. The holidays are officially here, and this weekend, if you are looking for a good excuse to get blackout, this...
Oh my God, Moose.
No, I'm kidding. Well, this is it. I'm kidding, though. This is for a good cause. The 10th annual Kringle Crawl for a Cause is taking place in downtown Rochester. And joining us live in the studio is Louie and Debbie, who really, you guys are in charge of, like, this is your baby, isn't it?
The brains behind the operation. Yep.
That's amazing. Thank you guys for coming on the show this morning. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
We have to talk about this. It's the 10th annual. A really cool event, but for those who have never, ever had the chance to be a part of this bar crawl, what can people expect? Where's all the money actually going to make a difference here in our community?
Well, every year we do a different organization, and this year we're doing IAC Kids and okay. Zoe's Light. Specifically, we're doing it for a little girl named Ellie, who is blind in one eye and her other eye is compromised, and her dream is to see the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, wow.
So we want to get her and her family there to Paris.
To Paris.
Wow.
To be able to do that.
Yeah.
What are they looking to raise for that? Is there a goal in mind right now?
Yes, $25,000.
Okay, $25,000. And to be able to actually be a part of this event, because this is going to be in downtown on like East and Alexander, is it?
Yes.
Okay, so you have a number of different bars lined up that is going to be a part of this charity.
And how much does it cost to be a part of this event? And are they like donation based after that as well for the tickets?
Well, it's $30.
Okay.
And you get pizza and food and a lot of fun.
Yep. Clearly.
Okay. So here's what's going down. The stops downtown for the Kringle Crawl this Saturday, December 6th. It's going to be Murphy's Law, 12:30 to 2. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. The Lodge. Where's the Lodge, Louie?
It's the actual vinyl space. It's in the basement of Vinyl.
Okay, got
yes.
it.
Yep.
And then Fool's Gold
yes.
is from 3 to 4, and then Anthology, where we do the Bachelor Auction, that's going to be from 4 to 6. So it's an all-day event. And if people wanted to be a part of it, you said it's $30. Where can they go to actually get that ticket, or if you will, to actually sign up?
Yeah, it's kringlecrawl.com. You can go right through the website, 2Ks.
2Ks.
Kringlecrawl.com.
Kringlecrawl.com. Craziest thing that's happened at one of these in the last 10 years.
I know, that's what I was going to say.
That's such a great question. Craziest thing that happened. I mean, this isn't crazy, but I'll start thinking about every year we have an oversold type of environment. So we're really... You know, we're really fortunate.
The energy's
that
there.
Yeah, we're really fortunate that everyone shows up. Oh, craziest one. I have the craziest story.
Please.
So, you know, the average age of this.
I was going to ask, am I too old?
45.
Okay, I just hit the mark.
Yeah. I would say 45.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a great blend of people. But the craziest story, this older woman, maybe in her. Maybe in her, maybe in her 80s, we were at the last stop a couple years ago.
Sure.
And we were having a blast. People were getting on the bar. So we go. This 80-year-old.
Crazy, Coyote Ugly style.
She got on the bar.
She did not get on the bar.
Oh, she didn't.
She tried to get on the bar.
Right.
and she stepped on a sink, and the sink was not able to hold her.
Oh, this is an absolute disaster.
Oh, disaster. And the poor woman fell.
It's literally my worst nightmare.
How many glasses of Arbor Mist deep was she, would you
Considering it was the fourth stop.
Yeah.
She was 6 to 8 deep. Probably.
You know what I mean? For 80 years old, still going strong. That's pretty, honestly.
I know.
The fact
that she could even get her leg up on the sink, is I'm proud of her.
Yes.
That's pretty impressive. So yes. I've been on the website, and it's obviously kringlecrawl.com. It's $30. It's this Saturday. It starts at 12:30 at Murphy's Law. You guys know where that is?
Does this start? You just go to Murphy's Law, or is there like a check-in somewhere, or is that taking place at the bar?
Yeah, so you check in at Murphy's Law. You have to start there. I mean, again, I think ticket sales have been great. I think we're close to $22,000 raised already,
nice.
Thanks to our sponsor, like major sponsors.
Correct.
So it's been good.
Do these places have drink specials that they're donating a portion of the proceeds? Or
Yeah. It's voluntary. I mean, as we know, hospitality is a tough industry. So we just say, look, if you'd like to donate a percentage of your sales, great. So it's voluntary on there.
Yeah, that's awesome. And just so you guys know, IAC Kids, correct, and Zoe's Light, ambitious goal this year, trying to raise $20,000 for two remarkable organizations supporting children. And Zoe, we're trying to get to Paris. Yes?
Ellie
is who we're trying to get to Paris.
Ellie, we're trying to get to Paris, yes.
This is a goal I think all of us, we come together. It, like you said, it's $30. And then are there QR codes that people can scan?
To donate more money?
Great idea. Thank you. No. Yeah,
I would suggest that.
Yeah.
And maybe set those up around the bar so when people are in there, they can just go ahead, scan it, and they can just right on the spot. You know
I agree.
We do have QR codes for raffles. We've got a ton of
prizes
raffles.
You guys are giving away too. Okay,
and
awesome.
I also want to mention, if I could, the dogs are playing from 4 to 6 at Anthology, and if you can only get there by 4 o'clock, it's a $10 admission just to listen to the band.
Okay.
It all goes to charity.
Yeah.
Also.
Okay, they don't take a dime of that.
Basically to say, if the tickets to the bar crawl sell out, you can still join in on the fun at the last stop. Get tickets at the door at Anthology. The dogs are playing.
Yeah, awesome.
They're the best.
Guys,
cool.
Meet us
so
there. Murphy's Law, 12:30, kringlecrawl.com to get, you spend the $30 there, and obviously it's going to a really good cause. Louie, Debbie, thank you guys so much for being part of the show and coming in to get the word out. Really appreciate
it.
It's PXY Mornings. We'll see you guys Saturday. Stay there.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Have any of your friendships changed since becoming a parent? And how did you deal with it? We got a message from a listener by the name of Caitlin from Brockport, really going through it, looking to not feel so alone, if you will. And the title of her message was, I'm feeling really alone after losing all of my closest friends postpartum. Is this normal?
Right.
Caitlin wrote in and said, good morning, guys. I listen to you all the time. Was wondering if you can ask your audience if they have ever been through something similar. I have always had a tiny, tight-knit friend group, but becoming a single mom from earlier this year changed everything. So my friends have never been around babies. And while I tried to keep them updated, I was struggling. I'm sleep deprived, finally stretched to my limit. I'm overwhelmed with work and I needed emotional support, not advice, but they often seem annoyed or offered unhelpful solutions. Hosting visits became exhausting. And even when they offered to help, it didn't actually help. And the final straw was when one friend accidentally texted me saying I was being dramatic and self-centered, and none of them ever apologized. I pulled back from my own mental health, and eventually we just stopped talking. I love my son, but now I have no close friends, and I'm honestly okay being alone right now because my son is my priority. But I also feel sad that I've lost the only close friends I had. And I don't know if this is just a part of becoming a parent, or if I'm overreacting, or if this is kind of friendships breaking up.
Yeah.
Is this something other parents have gone through? Has anyone else experienced friendships falling apart like this after having a baby? Thank you, guys.
So when she says they accidentally texted her that, I'm sure they were probably talking amongst themselves and she was...
She happened to... She saw it.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. I mean, there's got to be so many parents listening right now who have been through the exact same situation that Caitlin is currently dealing with.
I mean, it's so funny that we're talking about this because I've been going through this situation currently, and I'm not a parent, but my friends are parents. So, like, it's hard to navigate and balance when their schedules aren't as free as they once were, and you can't just, like, on a whim go to dinner and drinks. Like,
can't do it. And if you do that, I mean, you got to plan a month or two out in advance.
Or, like, your hangouts are different now because they have to bring their kid, and it's like, they could have to leave at any moment because of a blowout. I mean, like, who knows?
My brother texted me the first week of November. What are you doing the third week of December? I'm like, I don't know why. Can we do dinner and drinks? I'm like, yeah, man, anytime.
What do you have going on in 2027?
My schedule's wide open, but for him, he's looking forward to this like you wouldn't believe, you know? And I get it. He's got twins. He's married. Sometimes it's really, really tough for people who don't have kids to really understand, you know? But if you found yourself losing close friends after having a child, tell us, you know, just so our girl Caitlin doesn't feel so alone. 585-252-9800. Aaron is texting in first and says, Caitlin, you're not overreacting.
Yeah.
My best friend stopped talking to me after I had my first. I was exhausted, didn't want to go out. She didn't get it. It took me years to rebuild a new support system. You can do it too.
This might be really hard to hear, and I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings by saying this, but when you find yourself in this situation of having a child and being a new parent and adjusting to the kinks, you will find out who your true friends are. And if they choose to ditch and be like, it's just not for me. It's not serving me. It's not working out for my schedule. They were never your true friend to begin with.
That's true. If they're not going to stick around while you try to figure out how to become a parent for the first time, then
seen my best friend way less since she became a mother, but that's okay. Becoming a mother was and is her dream. And I'm so happy that she gets to live that out. And if our friendship doesn't get to be activated as frequently, it is what it is. But I know that's my best friend.
I'm not expecting probably Caitlin's friends to understand. It sounds like they're in their mid-20s, so they really haven't gone through it yet. Right. Danielle says this girl, yeah, same thing. This girl's in her early 20s. She's young, and so are her friends. Their focus is going out and having a good time, which makes sense, but she's a mom. Her priorities have shifted. Yeah. Time to get a new friend group. Losing friends sometimes is harder than breakups.
It really is. And like, sometimes there's no reason you're losing your friends. It's just different stages and phases and seasons of life. I was just talking about this with my fiance. It's like, I have always had so many friends, and then like, as you get older, they kind of just dissipate, or you kind of realize which ones were more surface level than not.
Yeah.
And it's a hard pill to swallow, and it sometimes hurts your feelings, but you need a solid one or two friends that are going to be there for you through every season of your life.
Then 100
those are the
who
real
don't.
Ones. Yes.
Right. I pulled back from everyone when my twins were born. My mental health was fragile, and I needed boundaries. It's okay to let friendships fade if they drain you. And I'll get to this one. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I found an online group called Single Moms Supporting Moms. And it's honestly been a lifeline for me. People share everything from diaper hacks to venting about exhausting evenings. I would definitely recommend her checking it out, especially as a single mom. Yeah, because it's heartbreaking when old friends drift, but it's also kind of liberating.
Yeah. It is.
You want to find people who want to support you, not just, oh, the baby's cute kind of support.
And you also need to keep in mind where you're at now is not where you're going to be in 5 years. It's not where you're going to be in 10 years. When your kid is growing up, you're going to meet their friends' parents, and you are going to, you know, cultivate new friendships and new relationships that are going to be just as important to you and serve you in that moment of your life. So it's just more relatability.
When all my friends had kids, because before that, I used to just drop by, just ring the doorbell or walk in. They're like, can I still do that? They're like, you probably shouldn't do that. I'm like, okay. I'll try to be more self-aware. Caitlin, first off, thank you for writing in. and sharing that with us. I mean, you're not alone in this, even if it feels like it sometimes. But as you get older, like Breezy said, and you go through different chapters of your life, your circle is definitely going to get smaller.
Yeah.
We promise you, it's a good thing.
And that's okay.
The people that are supposed to be there for you will show up and they'll stay. Thank you for all the messages.
This is hard, though. My heart goes out to her, truly.
Yeah. And congrats on being a new mom. Thanks for all the text. We're going to take a quick break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah, PXY Mornings, Moose. At what point do you stop calling it a coincidence and start calling somebody out? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Let's talk about those people in your life who don't just get inspired by you. They mirror your entire existence.
They take your life as a blueprint and they just fully send it as their own.
Right. You get a haircut, so do they. You adopt a horse, maybe they adopt a horse. Next thing you know, that's it. Game over. Have any of you ever noticed that someone was slowly trying to steal your identity? And did you say anything to them about it? So Marissa's on hold right now. She says this isn't a coincidence anymore. Her neighbor is straight up copying and pasting everything her 8-year-old does onto her daughter. And she says it's starting to get weird. Hi, Marissa. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for letting me vent. I'm going to try to do my best and not sound petty.
Well, tell us, we want to know where your frustration with your neighbor is actually stemming from.
Well, it's been a long time coming, you know. At first, it wasn't that annoying, but now instead of frustrating, everything's gotten creepy. So let me explain. Okay, I have an 8-year-old daughter. Okay. And she's got a best friend and they do play dates together and all of that. And I know her mom kind of let's call her Stacy. So I've known Stacy for a while. We see each other around but we don't really hang out like in mom groups or anything.
Sure.
But she's been copying literally everything I do.
No.
I know that sounds crazy, but I don't mean like
for me as a mom, for my daughter. And first it was like little stuff, you know, because they're hanging out and friends sometimes do matchy-matchy. Yeah. And I bought my daughter these super cute sneakers from Target, and boom, Stacey's kid shows up the next week at our play date in the exact same pair. So it was like, oh, okay, well, that's kind of cute. And then I posted a picture of my daughter's room after we, you know, redecorated. I guess she saw something and she's like, oh, I want rainbow lights. And so we did the whole room. Guess who suddenly is redoing their daughter's room with the same rainbow.
Wow, that's interesting.
Stop it.
Do you think maybe it's a coincidence?
You know, I wanted to think that it was like, you know, because like little kids, they do best friendy things. And I thought maybe the girls have talked about it. But here's where it's like really weird. Okay. So, and I'm actually kind of pissed about it because I think this kind of crosses the line. Last month, my daughter, she's been talking about this haircut for a long time. It's like that. It's really popular right now. It's that kind of like shoulder length bob with a little curl. Anyway, so I finally got it for her, and the next week you know what I'm gonna say, right? And this time it was the first time that my daughter said something, and that's really when I knew that they hadn't talked about it. And this was all Stacey, because my daughter was like, you know, sometimes it's nice to be the first person to have something cool, or, you know, and I was like, well, you know, it's just a haircut. And then
This is the final straw. We thought there was a final straw. It keeps getting better. What did she do? What else did she copy?
So, you know, a lot of kids have the same style, winter coats. Like, you guys know how, like, things are in fashion or whatever. So everybody had this same coat in black. Like, all the kids were like, oh, I have a black one. But I got my daughter the purple one. And it's a purple North Face. So it wasn't. But it was very specific.
Sure.
And I brought it up to her. I was like, listen, everybody's going to have these shoes. Everybody's going to have that haircut now. But nobody else is going to have this coat.
Guess who's got it?
She's got it.
She's got it. She found it.
You already know.
So,
the same jacket, the same color.
Okay. Obviously, maybe in the beginning, this could be looked at as flattery. Now it's just kind of what you mentioned earlier. It's creepy. Yes?
It's just like it doesn't make sense to me. I mean, kids definitely want to fit in at school and they want to, you know, do the cool thing, 6'7", you know, whatever they're into.
Right.
I'm dead.
But I'm feeling now I want to test it and I want to like buy some really tacky, ugly stuff.
Yeah.
To see if
just
that's what it
see
is.
What's happening here.
So now your daughter has to suffer.
I don't want to teach my daughter like how to be so mean and petty at a young age, but I definitely want to say, listen, how about we try this? But I don't know if I should just talk to her about it, or how do I even bring that up?
Yeah.
I mean, so that's why I'm calling.
All right. Well, let's ask our listeners, 585-252-9800. Guys, weigh in on this. This is probably more common than most people think.
Yeah.
I mean, this woman
is... It's keeping up with the Joneses to a T.
She is copying and pasting your entire life, or your daughter's life, for that matter.
That's right there. So she's not, like, copying my style. Not that she could, but, you know, it's...
I'm done with you.
Yes.
Okay, Marissa, this is a tough one this morning. And if you guys are just tuning in... Marissa's daughter's best friend's mom is copying everything that you're doing for your 8-year-old, correct, Marissa? And now it's to a point where it's so obvious that you can't even ignore it anymore.
It's gross at this point.
So, guys, how do you bring this up to the neighbor? Any suggestions? Would love to hear from you. Marissa, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, well, happy holidays.
Bye, queen.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, okay? Don't fly off the handlebars. There are worse things that could be happening right now in your life. Her copying is not the end of the world. I understand it's probably annoying, though.
Yeah, and especially before the holidays.
Yeah, I just don't want to get to a point where you're, you know, the Netflix all of a sudden does, you know, The Perfect Neighbor Part 2.
Right.
Thanks, Marissa.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Love you.
At what point, though, does it stop being flattering and start being weird? Is she looking way too deep into this? Does it even matter?
They make horror movies about this stuff.
Oh, do they?
Like, they make scary movies about this stuff.
Let's get over our friend Matthew on hold. Hey, bud.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I love the Matthew drop. Well done.
Thank you.
Another Marissa. I mean, your kid's eight. What a terrible problem to have. A trendsetter. A little girl wants to copy her friend. Like, at this point, you might as well be a fashion designer if you don't want anybody to copy your style. Like, you're a trendsetter.
Wait, do you think, let me ask you this. Do you think that the little girl is going to her mom and saying, hey, I want to look like Sally? Or do you think the mom's like, eh, that's a great blueprint. I'll just take that.
Who cares? They're kids.
They are
like,
kids.
What a terrible problem to have. She got a purple coat. That's awesome. I mean, then her friend got it. I mean, it's about good vibes. Who would get mad at something like that? Also, who would adopt a horse and then also adopt a horse? I caught that earlier. I didn't understand that.
People do it, man. I'm just trying to give an example. Maybe it wasn't the best one. But listen, at the end of the day, like, I understand. I deal with this problem on the daily.
We see that Instagram. We see that movie.
Yeah. I don't know why she's laughing.
Not one person. They don't want their ankles exposed.
I feel like I kind of am a trendsetter. All right, Matt. Thanks for your wise words this morning. We always appreciate it.
Love you guys. Later.
You. Oh, my gosh.
Let's go over to Mike. The winter coat is what did it for me. You can't tell me she walked into the store and picked the same exact one by accident. It's a possibility. I mean, it's a North Face jacket.
The most basic jacket in the game.
Jill says, I have a coworker who I do not like because she's the same person. And at first, you take it as flattery. And then there comes a point where you just get annoyed and creeped out because people try to steal your identity. They're kids.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it is time to have a conversation with this woman and be nice about it. But, you know, just say, hey, I noticed that myself and my daughter have played a real positive influence on you and your daughter's life. And I have to be honest, it's creeping us both out, but we're still flattered.
She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I just get the things I see. You're like, yeah, you see my daughter every day. So that makes sense.
Thanks for the messages and calls, guys.
I kind of agree with Matt, though. Let it ride.
You gotta, good
vibes, more life. You know what I mean?
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Can you access quality health insurance? Yes, New York. Can you get help enrolling from a real person? Yes, New York. Can you find plans that are right for you and your family? Yes, New York. It's time to enroll for 2026 health insurance. Say yes to quality health coverage from New York State of Health. Enroll or renew today. Visit nystateofhealth.ny.gov or call 1-855-355-5777.
Rinse fights stubborn odors in just one wash. When impossible odors get stuck in,
rinse it out.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool drops. They're max strength, hand vaporized sore throat pain.
Whoa! These VapoCool drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed.
VapoCool! Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people?
We wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning at McDonald's with one of our tasty bagel sandwiches, like the steak, egg, and cheese bagel or bacon, egg, and cheese bagel, and pair it with $1.39 any size icy cold Dr. Pepper. Save time and order ahead in the app. Price and participation may vary. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now at GetMyPerks.com, get a half-price certificate to Salinas Mexican Restaurant in Village Gate. For over 25 years, Salinas has been serving the best Mexican cuisine in Rochester. And now, Salinas features delicious all-new menu items with something for everyone, including gluten-free and vegetarian options. Get your half-price certificate to Salinas Mexican Restaurant in Village Gate today at GetMyPerks.com.
Save, save, save! GetMyPerks.com.
You've waited all year, and now the best deals are here. It's the Vision Year-End Sales Event. Every car, marked down, new or used, buy or lease. Got a trade-in? We'll give you the most for it. Got a credit issue? We'll make it work for you. It's been a record year, and we're closing it out with the biggest savings yet. And don't forget, every Vision vehicle comes with the Vision Care Package. The year-end sales event going on now at all 11 Vision locations.
What if Juliet got a second chance at life after Romeo and Juliet, created by the Emmy-winning writer from Schitt's Creek and pop music's number one hitmaker, playing West Her Auditorium Theater, December 9th through 14th.
Injured? Call the 8s. Salina Law brings unmatched firepower to go toe-to-toe with the insurance company so you can get back to living your life.
888 car crash, call Salina.
State Street, Rochester.
FIFA World Cup 2026 is coming soon, but your opportunity to be there starts now through an exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card. For a limited time, become a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card holder, and you will be eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America N.A. in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. Awards reserved.
Oh, how's that flu, babe? Did you take DayQuil Intense Flu yet?
Nah, I got this. Ugh, okay, I don't got this.
You stay on the couch, and I'll grab the DayQuil.
Undo your flu symptoms with DayQuil Intense Flu. DayQuil Intense Flu provides powerful relief of your flu symptoms.
I'm ready for that to-do list.
Wow, you do got this.
DayQuil Intense Flu, the daytime coughing, aching, fever, under your flu, medicine. Use as directed, keep out of reach of children.
Z-O-O-T-A-N, I was tan last summer, now I'm pale again. I need a little bit of help to be ready for the beach. Zoom Tan puts some within my reach. Brown as a biscuit for $9.99, ZoomTan.com for a limited time.
Zoom Tan, $9.99, Zoom Tan.
Go to ZoomTan.com/radio to get the $9.99 offer.
For a written transcript of PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, just write down everything we say.
98 PXY.
I could go and read your mind. Think about your dumb face all the time. Living in your glass house, I'm outside. Looking in a big blue eyes. Did it just to hurt me, make me cry? Smiling through it all, yeah, that's my life. You're an idiot. Now I'm sure. Now I'm positive. I should go and warn her. Ooh, bet you think that she is so cool. Kicking back on your couch, making eyes from across the room. For sure, I did that once or twice. I know. But I think I like her, she's so fun. Wait, I think I hate her, I'm not that evolved. I'm sorry, she's missing it. Sad, sad boy, not my business. But I had to warn ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.